Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles win in spite of Nick Sirianni? And what do you make of D-Gun's idea? They take all game day decisions away. Outside the box?
A little bit. That's too much.
A little bit, but it certainly caught my attention. 215-592-9494. We have a huge giveaway today and over the next couple weeks right here on the Midday Show. The ultimate tailgate giveaway. Hugh Douglas has deemed it the ultimate giveaway ever.
Yeah, the greatest ever giveaway in the vision of life.
Life's been around
for a long ass time.
For quite a while now. Here's what we have for you. We're looking today for ComboCon for bad combinations, things that don't go well together, like, you know, Sirianni ink decisions, stuff like that. So the big prize in 2 weeks we'll give away, and you could be a qualifier today, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, and a Gerhardt Smoker and 55-inch TV. Qualifying winners, which you will be today with the best answer, Jack Daniel's Rocks Glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a tote bag, all courtesy of Jack Daniel's and Gerhardt's Appliance. All right, back to the phones here in a second, but Hugh, my antenna's up a little bit on something. I wanted to run this by you. Something happened yesterday, just a little off the beaten path. Just not typical, I would say, of the Philadelphia Eagles and not typical of Jalen Hurts. So yesterday, we see this a lot during the week, the Eagles will give a rest day to some of their veterans, right? BG gets rest days, Lane gets rest days. Wouldn't even be surprised to see Saquon get a bunch of these as a running back, right? And Sirianni's been doing this for years, and I think his players like this, because especially the older ones, right? Just get off your feet for a day. I can't ever recall, before yesterday, the quarterback getting a rest day. And again, we're not talking about a 34-year-old quarterback. Jalen Hurts, 26 years old. Hugh, he got a rest day yesterday and did not practice. What do you make of this?
Interesting. I like the music. I thought my phone was going off. I think it's interesting. I don't recall ever Donovan had any days like this. Not saying that it didn't happen. I just don't recall them. 25-year-old quarterback. Then I started to look through it a little bit. It's Wednesday. I don't know how big their installs are on Wednesday. But if it would, put it like this, Joe, because I don't want a long talk. We've had a few long talkers today. If it would happen today, if he had a rest day today, I would be concerned about that, because I think today, if it holds true like it used to be, this is the bigger install day. This is the bigger install day where you install like most bulk of your offense. So I would have a problem with that. So maybe yesterday was one of those days where they really didn't do a whole lot, and that's why they gave him the day off. Just rest his arm a little bit.
So last Wednesday, Lamar Jackson was given a rest day. And on Thursday, they put him on the injury report with back and knee. And then he played, and he played well. I'm not trying to say I think Jalen Hurts is hurt, but it just feels weird to me. A rest day in November before a Cowboy game for the quarterback who we don't have any information that is banged up. My antenna's up on this. I hope Jalen Hurts is fully healthy. But I will point out, it's something that's flown totally under the radar here, because we keep talking about the touches for Saquon Barkley. Hugh, you know Jalen Hurts is now on pace for the most rushes he's ever had in a season? Not only are the Eagles running the ball a lot the last few weeks, that Saquon Barkley's running the ball a lot the last few weeks. You know who else is?
Jalen.
Jalen's on pace for 182 rushes. He's never had that many in a season. It feels like it's almost flown under the radar how often Jalen's running the football.
You know what's funny about that as well? It doesn't feel like he's ran the ball that much. I guess that's because we've been so enamored with the electrifying runs that Saquon has had, and Jalen's runs are kind of paling in comparison. But yeah, that's a lot. But I will say this to that, Joe. He's taking shots with some of those hits, but I don't recall them being like, now there was one on the goal line he had a few weeks ago that was pretty bad, but he hasn't taken too many bad shots.
So since the bye, you're right, it doesn't feel like it, but he's run the ball 44 times over the last four games. 14, 7, 10, 13. He has 5 games this year with double-digit rushes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Kyle?
Much ado about nothing. This is where we need Howard to hear.
Okay.
To tell us how many of those are tush pushes, how many of those are kneel downs. These aren't, because when have we ever, the reason that number is surprising to you is because we never come out of a game saying, wow, Jalen Hurts ran the ball a lot. Because he doesn't.
But he is.
Well, he isn't. No, he just has a high number of touches.
Well, comparatively to the rest of his career, he is.
No, but we don't know if he's. No. He has more touches compared to the rest of the year. That doesn't mean he's running the ball more than he is the rest of his career. That's not true.
Well, we have to go back and look.
Right.
And
but
see what
I would wager to say, because of what I recall from all these games, Jalen's not running rampant out there. He's not taking off all the time. They have like a couple design quarterback draws.
He's not being
game.
All willy-nilly with it.
Yeah, I don't think this is a thing. Like, when have we ever, we've been through 8 games now. Have you ever come out of it being like, wow, Jalen Hurts ran the ball a lot?
It don't feel like it. To your point, it doesn't feel like that's the case.
I mean, like, we can.
Well, maybe we're missing the point.
Well, I don't think we are. I think our eyes are telling us more than what the numbers are in this case. Because how many games we come up being like, wow, they ran the tush push a lot?
Well,
a lot.
Let me also throw this in there. If they're running 50 times or 40 times as a team, his 10 don't look like a lot.
Well, no.
You know what I mean? If they're only running 20 and he gets 15 of them, then we're like, he's the runner. Mm-hmm. I think because they're running so much, it's almost getting lost in the shuffle that the 20% or 15% are him.
I don't necessarily agree. So how many attempts did he have against the Jags?
13.
Okay, but now, how many times did they do the tush push?
Well, certainly a couple.
Right. And then they also have kneel downs, which are going to count.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that might be the number of touches, they're not significant because he's
correct.
Not actually
because
running.
He's not putting himself out
perhaps,
there in harm's way.
Perhaps. But the rest day is certainly a weird thing. I mean, it's only, he's been here 5 years. I can't ever recall him having a rest day.
It's that. That's a little bit weird. I don't think that has anything to do with the touches or him being like worn down or something. It could. Now, this is a theory.
Uh-oh. You putting the music back on?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to.
Yeah, make sure we have that. Yeah, we're doing conspiracy theories.
We do that all the time.
They have a short week next week. A little bit of travel.
So they're getting ahead of it?
Yeah, like Woody do the Eagles. They normally have.
Where are they traveling to?
They're going to Dallas.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, I thought you meant the short week.
And then a short week, they have to travel back here.
I got you. My bad.
But here's my thing. So they usually have one day during a week where they would do like a walkthrough where nobody's really seeing action or practicing.
Sure.
Maybe they're eliminating that day next week. So they're getting out ahead of.
Maybe.
You know,
I get
conspiracy.
It. Again, you want to do this for linemen, 300 pounders, defensive tackles. This is a quarterback.
Not the quarterback.
He doesn't get touched in practice anyway. They didn't let him throw the ball
yesterday.
He touched
the ball every day. He supposed to touch the ball every day. He ain't touching it yesterday, though. He didn't touch no balls yesterday.
Maybe. Hugh.
What?
Maybe he's a little sick.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear him in his presser?
You mentioned it to me that he sounded sick again. This is what? This is the second or third time
this season? He has the immune system of a squirrel.
Well, we got to fix that. I don't know, get some probiotics or something, vitamin C in there.
I didn't know squirrels had bad immune systems.
Well, I figure they're tiny. The squirrel got sick. Would you think of a squirrel as like, yeah, they're gonna be all right.
How long do squirrels live?
I don't think very long.
I don't know.
If you had a ballpark before we go back to the phone, squirrels, 20 years?
10 years.
10.
Maybe 10.
All right, we'll look at that.
I'll do some research.
Yeah, okay. 215-592-9494. All right, you can react to the Jalen Hurts thing as well, because my antenna's up. Look, obviously he's okay. He's not, like, in a sling. A quarterback getting a rest day at 26 years old on a Wednesday.
You just kind of got your antenna up.
Well, why?
Like, what you doing? What's wrong with you, 26-year-old tired?
And then when they asked him yesterday, he said, just doing what they told me to do, as if they're trying to get ahead of something.
Yeah, maybe. But back to the important stuff, squirrels, adult squirrels in the wild, 5 to 10 years.
Damn, that's not a long time.
In captivity, 10 to 20.
You know,
all right,
speaking
we were both
kind of
right. I said 20, you said 10.
Speaking of small animals, y'all see that story in South Carolina where they like 40 monkeys got loose? Like 40 of them.
When you told me this in the break, I said it's like Jumanji. In someone's kitchen.
40 monkeys loose and they telling everybody to lock your doors and close your windows.
Would you be worried if that happened?
Yeah.
Just monkeys.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, no,
what did they do to those monkeys?
I don't know. What is the monkey going to do to me?
These
dude,
are monkeys.
Monkeys are dangerous.
But not only
do not
that,
mess with a monkey.
You got
I'm
monkeys
not
loose.
Mess with
well.
The monkey.
You got monkeys loose in South Carolina that came from a lab. I don't know what y'all been putting in the monkeys.
I'm not too worried about this. Here.
Are you serious? What if one of the little monkeys bite you and you get what the monkey have, and then the first thing you know, we got zombie outbreak.
Wait till they're in your neighborhood,
Carolina.
Joe. It's all a big joke till it happens to you, buddy.
You know, I get accused of having anxiety because I'm worried the Eagles season will end with the head coach making a bad decision. Now you guys are trying to get me worried about monkeys.
Well, they're
in
on
South
the
Carolina.
Loose, Joe.
40
so
of them, though.
So is Sirianni. Let's go to Warren in Gwynn Valley. What's up, Warren?
Winning games.
Hey, good morning, Joe Giglio. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Hey, Warren.
What's going on, man?
You guys are talking monkeys and squirrels. You guys are a little nuts.
That's good. Hey, play
Warren,
on words.
You
let's
got
go.
That. That's, you got us you. With that one. All right, Warren, what do you got for us today?
I wanted to get on that Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni discussion. I would love to see that was Derek Gunn's take. I think you guys were talking about earlier.
Yes.
I really would like to see what Kellen Moore can do all by himself without Nick Sirianni messing with his fingers in the pie. I really would like to see that.
Well, Warren, you might get a chance next season. I mean, if the Eagles don't finish as strong as the ownership and front office wants, it wouldn't shock me if the head coach next year is Kellen Moore. That could happen.
Well, you know what else could happen is if Nick does cost us a game and if Jeffrey Lurie says, you know, hey, Nick, you know, you've been causing some problems. Let's see what Kellen can do and make the call himself, like Eric is saying. I mean, I'm sure it's floating out there. And Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are, I'm sure, you know, quite aware of what's going on. And this is a win-now team, I think. They got to push all the right buttons, and they can't be screwing up and giving away 9 points.
Well, of course not. I mean, you give up 9 points against a good team, you're probably going to lose that game. Yeah, Warren, I kind of like Warren's theory on this, or idea. Like, maybe not a full thing, but like a little timeout for Sirianni. Like, let's just take a half off, let Kellen do that half. What do you think about that? A little timeout for Nick.
A timeout for the head coach.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that at all.
Gets load management. Why can't Nick Sirianni have a little load management?
You know what? That's not a bad thing.
It's unprecedented, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not? He'll rest on Sunday
because
in the first half.
I feel like if I'm Nick Sirianni, the way that this season has gone thus far, I mean, it's good, but reckless speculation that we have about what I'm doing, what I'm not doing,
yep.
I'm not comfortable taking any time off.
Oh, no, you don't get a choice in this.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're in timeout.
If you're going to give me time off, then fire me then and give me all of my money.
PTO, yeah.
And give me all of my money. Nope. Give me every dime.
I also have a point that, you know, we're kind of at this halfway point when last year the Eagles were 10-1 and the wheels fell off.
The
so I'm saying to myself, use your own Hugh analogy if you want. that dog don't hunt. But if the second half of the season doesn't look like, you know, the 6-2 we started with, you know, that's a problem if we start getting cold like the Phillies did. You know, coasting at a 500 record, that's not going to cut it.
Well, of course not. No.
I don't think they're going to do that, though. That's my hope. I don't think they're going to cool off.
Well, the schedule is tougher in November. Now, the Cowboys game looks way easier than it would have a week ago, right? Dak's out of the game. It's Cooper Rush. But, Hugh, after this, we have Commanders at the Rams, at the Ravens. I mean.
Yeah, but you got a couple defenses out there that are tomato can defenses, though. You got some defenses you can't exploit.
Yeah, those offenses we're playing, not this week, but, you know, moving forward are pretty tough. All right, Warren, what do you got for us here? Bad combo.
All right, bad combo. This is a lighthearted bad combo, but I'm thinking when Spike Eskin is on the phone with OG Wade, there's fireworks.
That is. Now, Ian, you can make the case it's bad, a bad combo because those guys don't get along or they're
not
seeing eye to eye. Yeah, but it's
enjoyable to listen to.
Good radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get where Warren's going, but I actually kind of like it. I've enjoyed recently Spike trying to, you know, calm himself down with the Sixers stuff and people just like coming at him as
that's
the Sixers. It's been good.
Well, it's been tough for him because they're 1-6. And,
yeah, they might stink.
Yeah. Joel Embiid's numbers this year.
It's a mess.
Technical?
Yeah, Spike does seem like he's embattled.
With the Sixers
most
stuff?
Of the time, well, like with most of the calls.
Well, if you do a roundup, 0 minutes played, mm-hmm. 2 investigations.
That's right.
1 suspension.
Mm-hmm.
One, you know, assault,
and the team has 1 victory.
Correct.
Have we heard from Marseille since the assault? Since said assault,
I don't think we have.
Is he not bruised? Specifically.
No, he's written a few columns, but not. I don't think.
No, I'm saying he hasn't came out and told his side of the story.
I don't think so.
Nobody's giving him a platform.
He has literally multiple
well,
platforms.
He might be saving that for the NBA investigation.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because, you know, most of the times. You know, when you get attacked, the accuser, you know, kind of tells their side of the story.
I mean, I think that column's going to hit whenever it comes
out. It's like a T.O. gets to speak without speaking to you about what happened.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to me about it.
He has a different version of events.
I'm just saying, Marcus, if you listen, if you want to reach out and tell us your side of the story.
Sure, he will if we ask. All right, let's talk to Lance, who's up next. What's up, Lance?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Lance.
Man, long time no talk to.
It's been a while. What's up, buddy?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. Life is life in a little bit. But, you know, I'm still here. You know, wanted to reach out to you guys. I heard this prize you got going on.
Oh, so now you want some prize.
Oh, we're giving something away.
Listen, I'm not mad at you, Lance, because if I didn't work here and I wasn't in fear of getting in trouble, I would have my friends call in and try to get some of these prizes.
Oh, Lance, actually, the other day, Hugh asked me, could he take off this week?
That's illegal. Yeah, I can't do it.
Well, he even asked me,
but I thought about it.
Could he take off this week and call in and try to get the prize? Yeah. I said, Hugh, you can't do that.
To your point, the last time we heard from Lance was when there was a spot available in our fantasy football league, which he won.
Oh, so I get it, Lance. It's all right.
God, I'm going to be like that, Kyle.
Go ahead, Lance. What are you thinking?
Real quick. Let's see. Where do I start at with you guys? First off, I want to say I'm on board with Sirianni playing the background, and this is why. I feel like we are winning more because he's doing what he's doing. You got to think about this, guys. And Hugh, you should be able to vouch for this. There's so many things going on between what the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator has to focus on, right? Mm-hmm. When Nick Sirianni first got there, what happens with every coach? In the first 2 years, they go from being young to being old with gray hair, looking like they just got done leaving the bus with Snoop Dogg, right? Because they're so worn out by all the stress and everything going on.
Yeah, he looked worn.
He did. Crazy. But if you look at him now, he looks a little more relaxed. Everything's starting to flow. Everything's starting to go the way it's supposed to go because he's handling the things that the offensive and defensive coordinator don't have to worry about. You know what I mean? He's popping into these different meetings. He's doing what he's supposed to do, but those other things, maybe I don't have no idea, right? Because I'm not there, but I know he knows. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that I'm pretty sure he's now putting fires out. He's handling the things that takes the pressure off of the defensive and offensive coordinator so that now they can focus on the game plan more. They can focus on what we need to do out there on that field. And he's probably putting his 2 cents in of whether or not we should go this route or that route at certain times, like that tush-push or stupid force and go forward. And by the way, Him taking that 2-point conversion, I literally told my wife, by the way, shout out to my wife, it's our 2-year anniversary today.
Happy 2 years.
Happy anniversary, Lance.
Thank you, guys. I told her, I said, why are we doing this? I don't like this. I said, Doug Peterson won us the Super Bowl. Show the man a little respect. You know what I mean? Like, you're kicking his butt. Show him a little respect. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that to him. And then it still showed that you gave up, our defensive gave in at the end of the game. You know what I mean? That 2 points didn't even matter. So you try to, you know what I mean, like, kick them in the dirt, and it still didn't even matter because they came back and won.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. I don't like that.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, and it didn't work. I mean, like, if you're going to do it and you're going to try, you better put the points on the board. And then it became a close game, which drove us all crazy. All right, Lance, what are you thinking here? You called in for the prize, so I'm imagining thinking, you got a good one. Bad combo. What do you got?
I'm thinking, first of all, that I need to take Jalen and some of these parlays with all these runs he's getting, first of all, just off of that, too.
Oh, it's a good bet. I mean, Hugh's been betting the other way.
Yeah.
I keep losing every week. But to go off of, I don't even remember how I got into the league, but I'm going to piggyback off of that one, right? Because, I mean, this is sports radio, right?
It is.
This is Cowboys week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going off of that, I think the worst combo is a true Phillies fan, a true Eagles fan, being in the company as in, like, close circle of friends with a Cowboys fan.
Mm.
Because when you really think about it, it boils my blood, right? Like, it's like, now, mind you, I can have conversations. If I work with you, I must work with you. But if you really think about Cowboys fans, how many of them really is like, they go to gang parties and they wearing a Cowboys jersey in somebody's house as an Eagles fan? Not going to happen. You know what I mean? You're not like now you're disrespecting my home, bringing your Cowboys jersey into my home. If you're a true Eagles fan, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't want you. I don't want it. It boils my blood even talking about it.
One, Lance. Yeah, being in the company of true Cowboys fans, that is a bad combo. Lance, good phone call.
They are a blight on society.
Yeah, so I didn't know where he was going with the fantasy football thing. Yeah. I thought he was going to say bad combination, Hugh Douglas and fantasy football. I thought we were going there.
I thought he was going Saquon and the one-yard line.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, we didn't even bring up Hugh. I faced Hugh last week in our fantasy league.
Ooh. Did you win?
Did I win? The question was,
Hugh,
by how much?
You're a free
win,
buddy.
Yeah,
I'm a diamond. I'm the diamond girl of the
homecoming
fantasy football
game. Yeah. I think I beat him 140 something to 70 something.
No, I think I saw that. Yeah,
you're the free space in the middle of the bingo card.
Yeah, I was looking at
the schedule because I needed a win. Like, oh, I got Hugh this week.
That's an easy win.
See, what's going to happen is
I've been too busy betting.
Hugh is going to end up being that team that, like, at the end of the year when somebody needs someone to lose to get into the postseason,
I'm going
to
get
and
a
then
win.
You look at the schedule, like, oh, who they're playing? Oh, they're playing Hugh.
I can't jump over them. They got an easy win over Hugh.
Oh, so it's the other way.
I mean, you're a tomato can.
I thought I was going to be the team that plays spoiler for somebody.
Well, technically,
I'll be the spoiler.
You should try to do that, right? Like, don't give up.
I didn't give up.
I'm looking
but
at this roster.
You were going to be viewed as a tomato can.
Feels like you gave up.
I didn't give up. No.
You dropped Neighbors.
Yeah, I did.
Are you a sell? Oh, dude, yeah, that's.
I'm not selling. I'm keeping everybody
that
I have.
Sell.
I'm keeping
don't sell. Go
I'm keeping everybody.
You don't want to give me David Montgomery?
Mm-mm, that's collusion.
That is collusion. I agree.
We'll talk about
it.
I'll put it right there.
Yep.
All right, 215. We'll talk about it off the air. 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni, are the Eagles winning in spite of their head coach? And your reaction to D-Gun's take that they should just take all the game day responsibilities, decision-making off his plate. Would you do it?
They're just looking crazy.
It might be for the best. All right. Also, bad combos for our prize. Two things that don't go together gets you in our grand prize drawing. 215-592-9494. Coming up, all your phone calls on this. We'll let you hear in the 12 o'clock hour what Jason Kelce said this morning on the morning show about the tush push. What happened there on Sunday? And we have to get to the latest of the Juan Soto sweepstakes because I'm not loving the vibe I'm seeing and hearing
not
right
loving
now.
It.
Not loving the vibe. All right, 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes. And to find a store near you, find your flavor with Hatfield.